Welcome to the listening comprehension test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now, read task one. Now, listen to part one.
Hello? Morgan Farm? Peter Morgan speaking.
Hi, this is Dominic Mayer from Germany. I found your telephone number on the farm's homepage. After leaving school, I'm going to spend some time in England this summer, and I would be very interested in working on your farm for a few weeks during that time.
Good to hear that. Why do you want to work on a farm during your holiday?
Well, I think it's a great way to meet new and interesting people. It will also help me improve my English. But the main reason is that I really want to find out more about organic farming.
Why are you interested in organic farming?
You know, I'm from a small town near Augsburg. A lot of people I know have their own farms or work on farms. It has always been my dream to do that. And organic farming helps the environment.
Sounds like you're the right person to work for us. When would you like to come to England? And how long are you planning to stay with us?
I am leaving school in July, so I could start working on August the 1st, if necessary. But, to be honest, I'd like to go on a short holiday with a few friends before I go to England. So I'd rather start on August the 15th. As for the length of my stay, anything between 4 and 8 weeks is fine by me.
Then let's make it 6 weeks, from the middle of August till the end of September. At that time of the year, we really need all the help we can get on the farm. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Ah, that's a pity. We only employ workers who are at least 16 years old, I'm afraid.
No problem. My birthday is on July the 24th, so I'll be 16 by the time I arrive.
Ah, that's good. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Two, actually. Is there anything special I have to bring with me?
Good question. We'll provide working gloves and ear and eye protection that you'll need when working with tools or machinery. You should definitely bring some wet weather clothes. And you'll need some boots that you don't mind getting dirty.
Sure. And what about money? Will I get paid for what I do?
As you are volunteering, you won't earn any money. But in exchange for your help, we provide your meals and accommodation here with our family. If you want to earn a little money, we also need people to help in the farm shop and restaurant at the weekends. I hope that's okay for you.
Yes. That's fine.
Great. Let's stay in touch then. Can you give me your email address so we can contact?
Now, listen to part one again.
Hello? Morgan Farm? Peter Morgan speaking.
Hi. This is Dominic Mayer from Germany. I found your telephone number on the farm's homepage. After leaving school, I'm going to spend some time in England this summer, and I would be very interested in working on your farm for a few weeks during that time.
Good to hear that. Why do you want to work on a farm during your holiday?
Well, I think it's a great way to meet new and interesting people. It will also help me improve my English. But the main reason is that I really want to find out more about organic farming.
Why are you interested in organic farming?
You know, I'm from a small town near Augsburg. A lot of people I know have their own farms or work on farms. It has always been my dream to do that. And organic farming helps the environment.
Sounds like you're the right person to work for us. When would you like to come to England? And how long are you planning to stay with us?
I am leaving school in July, so I could start working on August the 1st if necessary. But, to be honest, I'd like to go on a short holiday with a few friends before I go to England. So I'd rather start on August the 15th. As for the length of my stay, anything between 4 and 8 weeks is fine by me.
Then let's make it 6 weeks, from the middle of August till the end of September. At that time of the year, we really need all the help we can get on the farm. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Ah, that's a pity. We only employ workers who are at least 16 years old, I'm afraid.
No problem. My birthday is on July the 24th, so I'll be 16 by the time I arrive.
Ah, that's good. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Two, actually. Is there anything special I have to bring with me?
Good question. We'll provide working gloves and ear and eye protection that you'll need when working with tools or machinery. You should definitely bring some wet weather clothes, and you'll need some boots that you don't mind getting dirty.
Sure. And what about money? Will I get paid for what I do?
As you are volunteering, you won't earn any money. But in exchange for your help, we provide your meals and accommodation here with our family. If you want to earn a little money, we also need people to help in the farm shop and restaurant at the weekends. I hope that's okay for you.
Yes, that's fine.
Great. Let's stay in touch then. Can you give me your email address so we can...
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now, listen to part two.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Morgan Farm. We're glad you're all here. Before you start working tomorrow, I'd like to tell you a few things about our farm. My name is Peter Morgan,
and I own and run this farm together with Emily, my wife. After we had bought the farm in 1996, we converted to organic farming. This means that we recycle most of the animal waste on our farm as biological fertilizers for our plants. We don't use any artificial fertilizers or pesticides. We grow a range of different vegetables here, mainly potatoes, carrots, cabbages, beans, and peas. Our livestock includes chickens, turkeys, lambs, and three different breeds of cattle. We're especially proud of our English Longhorns, a traditional breed of cow which was almost extinct 20 years ago. We also have a small restaurant on the farm. It is open on Saturdays and Sundays. Although we sell most of our products to restaurants in the area, we also run a shop, which is located in the main building. Now, let's talk about your daily routine. As you all know, your rooms are in the main building. Please keep them clean and tidy. In the mornings, we all have breakfast together between 6:30 and 7. After breakfast, we always have a quick meeting where you will each be given your tasks for the day. You will mainly be working in the fields or with the animals. In your free time, you're allowed to do whatever you want, of course. If you want to go on a trip and want to use the bus, you'll find the bus stop about 40 yards to the right, outside the main gate. If you return late in the evening, please make sure you lock the gate after entering and be as quiet as possible. Okay, everybody. That's all from me for now. Do you have any questions? No? Great. Then let's all have dinner now. Now listen to part two again.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Morgan Farm. We're glad you're all here. Before you start working tomorrow, I'd like to tell you a few things about our farm. My name is Peter Morgan, and I own and run this farm together with Emily, my wife. After we had bought the farm in 1996, we converted to organic farming. This means that we recycle most of the animal waste on our farm as biological fertilizers for our plants. We don't use any artificial fertilizers or pesticides. We grow a range of different vegetables here, mainly potatoes, carrots, cabbages, beans, and peas. Our livestock includes chickens, turkeys, lambs, and three different breeds of cattle. We're especially proud of our English Longhorns, a traditional breed of cow which was almost extinct 20 years ago. We also have a small restaurant on the farm. It is open on Saturdays and Sundays. Although we sell most of our products to restaurants in the area, we also run a shop, which is located in the main building. Now, let's talk about your daily routine. As you all know, your rooms are in the main building. Please keep them clean and tidy. In the mornings, we all have breakfast together between 6:30 and 7. After breakfast, we always have a quick meeting where you will each be given your tasks for the day. You will mainly be working in the fields or with the animals. In your free time, you're allowed to do whatever you want, of course. If you want to go on a trip and want to use the bus, you'll find the bus stop about 40 yards to the right, outside the main gate. If you return late in the evening, please make sure you lock the gate after entering and be as quiet as possible. Okay, everybody. That's all from me for now. Do you have any questions? No? Great. Then let's all have dinner now.
This is the end of part two. Now, read task three. Now, listen to part three.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. We've invited some friends to a barbecue, so we need a few things. Is it true that you only sell organic products?
Yes, that's right.
Are they all produced on this farm?
Most of them are. But not all. We don't produce any cheese here on Morgan Farm, for example. All the different kinds of cheese you see here in the shop, there are five, are from Hamilton Farm a few miles down the road.
And the vegetables?
All from our farm, except the tomatoes. Mr. Morgan's brother grows them on his own farm, and we sell them here in our shop. Oh, yes, and the lettuces are from Mrs. Harris, our neighbour. She grows them in her garden.
Sounds good. Okay, let's have a look. We need some meat first. Ah, I see you sell lamb chops. I love lamb. How much are they?
We sell them for £12 per 500 grams.
That's not cheap. But they look great. We'll take four. What about you, Sue?
I'd like some chicken breasts. Two of them, please. Oh, wait. Our friends like chicken too, so let's say four. And one beef steak for our friend Harold. I know he's a big fan.
Can I get you anything else?
We need some side dishes to go with all the meat. Maybe some potatoes?
The big ones over here are perfect for baking in the oven. The smaller ones on the left are great for potato salad.
We'll take a kilo of the small ones then. Or rather, let's say 1.5 kilos. And a lettuce, please. And 500 grams of carrots.
Darling, don't forget, Harold is allergic to carrots.
Oh, you're right. No carrots, then.
How about some cheese after the barbecue? We have some sorts that would be very suitable, like this one over here.
How much is it?
It's £1.50 per 100 grams. But if you buy 500 grams, you just pay £5. If you don't need all of it for your barbecue, it will stay fresh in the fridge for up to 2 weeks.
Let's take 500 grams then. And finally, I need some eggs. I want to bake a cake.
The eggs are over here. They were all freshly laid just this morning. They're £2.50 for 5 eggs or £4 for 10.
5 are enough.
There you are. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
That's £34.50 altogether, please. Do you need a bag?
No, thank you. Here you are.
Thank you. And here's your change. Enjoy your barbecue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, listen to part 3 again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. We've invited some friends to a barbecue, so we need a few things. Is it true that you only sell organic products?
Yes, that's right.
Are they all produced on this farm?
Most of them are, but not all. We don't produce any cheese here on Morgan Farm, for example. All the different kinds of cheese you see here in the shop, there are 5, are from Hamilton Farm a few miles down the road.
And the vegetables?
All from our farm, except the tomatoes. Mr. Morgan's brother grows them on his own farm, and we sell them here in our shop. Oh yes, and the lettuces are from Mrs. Harris, our neighbour. She grows them in her garden.
Sounds good. Okay, let's have a look. We need some meat first. Ah, I see you sell lamb chops. I love lamb. How much are they?
We sell them for £12 per 500 grams.
That's not cheap, but they look great. We'll take 4. What about you, Sue?
I'd like some chicken breasts. 2 of them, please. Oh, wait. Our friends like chicken too, so let's say 4. And 1 beef steak for our friend Harold. I know he's a big fan.
Can I get you anything else?
We need some side dishes to go with all the meat. Maybe some potatoes?
The big ones over here are perfect for baking in the oven. The smaller ones on the left are great for potato salad.
We'll take 1 kilo of the small ones then. Or rather, let's say 1.5 kilos. And a lettuce, please. And 500 grams of carrots.
Darling, don't forget, Harold is allergic to carrots.
Oh, you're right. No carrots then.
How about some cheese after the barbecue? We have some sorts that would be very suitable, like this one over here.
How much is it?
It's £1.50 per 100 grams. But if you buy 500 grams, you just pay £5. If you don't need all of it for your barbecue, it will stay fresh in the fridge for up to 2 weeks.
Let's take 500 grams then. And finally, I need some eggs. I want to bake a cake.
The eggs are over here. They were all freshly laid just this morning. They're £2.50 for 5 eggs or £4 for 10.
5 are enough.
There you are. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
That's £34.50. Altogether, please. Do you need a bag?
No, thank you. Here you are.
Thank you. And here's your change. Enjoy your barbecue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.